Pack. It's simple. Select your preferred game type, weekend, all-star, Eastern or Western Conference, and the number of games, 10, 20, 30, you want to see, and you'll get benefits like playoff priority, exclusive food and beverage value, and secure the best seats, all at an awesome price. Stack Pack, your favorite games for less. Learn more at Hawks.com/stack.
Your coworkers might annoy you, but we promise we won't. Download the free Odyssey app and you can listen to us at work while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Tune in late? You can rewind your favorite live shows to catch what you missed. And with chapters, easily jump to the topics that you care about most, like the latest updates from your team. Your sports talk, your way. The Odyssey app. Download it today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Join The Game and Bud Light for a Falcons-Eagles watch party. Monday night, September 16th at Tin Roof in Brookhaven at 8 p.m. Hang out with Abe Gordon. It's your chance to win Falcon tickets or an autographed Falcon item. And enjoy specials on Bud Light all night. It's the Falcons-Eagles Monday night watch party at Tin Roof in Brookhaven.
Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Stay tuned for details on future watch parties at Wicked Wolf on October 13th and Hammerhead's Grill on October 27th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The home for our Falcons.
10-5! Touchdown, Atlanta!
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
It's like fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy.
Fantasy.
One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome to One Dude with a Fantasy. Or One Dude with a Fantasy. Doesn't quite have the same ring to it as it used to. But I am that dude. I am Bo Johnson. Feel free to participate in the show. We have 59 minutes to talk about all of your fantasy football goodness. 404-726-0929. We're not going to be able to take a lot of phone calls throughout the season as we are only given an hour and there's a lot of content to get to every week. But this week we definitely can because it's week one. We've had two football games in the books, or we have two football games in the books. We're going to get to those in just 1 second because there's a lot of fantasy goodness to talk about from these two games. And what we should do moving forward with some of these guys that we are celebrating and crying, a couple injuries in the first two games thus far in week one. But we can take your phone calls this week because while we will go through fire and ice every week, that's our version of, you know, who do I start, who do I sit. Week one is kind of chalk. Like, you went through your fantasy football drafts and you drafted most of you anyway. You drafted your starting lineup in the first, I don't know how many rounds, 10, 11 rounds, depending on what kind of quirky position scoring you have going on. So you kind of know who you're starting week one, but we do have in week one, we've got some phenomenal matchups. All right, and we've got some great offenses playing against great defenses this week in the NFL. So with that, we do have some players that you will have in your flex spot, your wide receiver two spot, wide receiver three, if you play there. We will have some decisions that we need to make to where some late-round guys probably have better matchups than some of the guys that you drafted to be your quote-unquote starter. Once you get past, you know, round 7-8, for most of us, the sane ones, you know, you're drafting bench depth in wide receiver running back, not necessarily defense and kickers. And that's been the biggest question I've been asked this week, is what defense am I playing this week? All right, now see, I'm not one of those people that in my 12 fantasy football drafts, some of them don't even have team defense. I'm not a huge fan of team defense. It's kind of quirky, kind of weird. You get points if somebody runs back a touchdown. It's defense and special teams. And that doesn't happen all the time, but if it does, all of a sudden now your defense and special teams that you played that week is boosted by 6 points, whereas that's not a regularly occurring phenomenon. But we've already had a few great defensive matchups. Ravens, Chiefs, both good defenses. Packers, Eagles, last night, both good defenses. We've got Titans, Bears this week. Patriots, Bengals, great defenses. What I do on a week-to-week basis is I stream, and I pick defenses based on the players or based on the teams that they're playing. Cowboys, Browns on Monday night or Sunday night, two of the best defenses in the NFL. Or no, never mind, it's Sunday, 4 o'clock. Two of the best defenses in the NFL, Sunday night's Rams, Lions, also the same. And then Monday is Jets, 49ers, two more of the best defenses in the NFL. These are the defenses that were picked in like round 10. And I'm not playing any of them. What I want to do this week, I want to play the defenses that are playing against crappy teams, like the Bengals defense, playing against the Patriots. We have no idea what the Patriots are going to look like. We don't even know who they're going to be throwing the ball to. We'll get to that. I want to play the Saints versus the Panthers. See what they got. You know, I want to play the Falcons versus the Steelers in what may be Justin Fields' first game as a starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if that happens, I don't think Russell Wilson gets that starting job back. But again, we'll get to that. We do have two football games already in the books. Thursday night football. We saw a very good football game, by the way, Thursday and Friday. Can we only hope we're not going to have a whole lot of Friday football games? I think we don't have another one until Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, where the NFL has just kind of pushed the NBA to the side. They're also now starting to push college football to the side, being bullies, being Debo. But we're going to have Thursday night footballs for 16 weeks, and let's just hope that they're as good of a game as this one was on Thursday. Chiefs 27. Ravens 20. Lots of fantasy goodness to be had on the Ravens side of the ball. Lamar Jackson, 26 for 41, 273, a touchdown. Lamar Jackson also rushed 16 times for 122 yards. Lamar finishes with 28 points. All right, now this is a good game for Lamar Jackson. I have a lot of shares of Lamar. I love the running quarterbacks. That's your bread and butter in fantasy football. As you can see, Lamar didn't need to have a stellar passing game. 273 yards is good, but he didn't pass for 350. And you're not going to see this. This may be one of the higher passing outputs for Lamar Jackson this season. The Baltimore Ravens are all about running the football. They're only going to have to pass the ball 41 times when they're playing great teams. That's not their MO. Now, Lamar Jackson running for 16 carries for 122 yards, that is more their MO, but you're probably not going to see that as much. At least I hope not. Lamar, stop twisting and turning. Stop taking tackles. Get out of bounds. I would have been just as happy if you would have ran for 90 yards and gotten out of bounds a few times and not taken as many hits. We need you to stay healthy. But Lamar comes through 28 points. Other side of the ball, as far as the quarterback is concerned, Pat Mahomes, 20 for 28, 291, a touchdown and a pick. Pat Mahomes gets you 15 points. Are we freaking out in week one because Pat Mahomes only got us 15 points? No, we're not. But in a 10 or 12 team league, this is why you don't draft quarterback early. Like, Pat Mahomes isn't going to be leaps and bounds, neither is Lamar, over every quarterback every week. He will have weeks where he will be the highest scoring quarterback in the NFL. But there will be just as many weeks when Joe Burrow is that guy, and you took Joe Burrow in like the seventh round. So Pat Mahomes gets you 15 points. Derrick Henry, 13 rushes for 46 yards. Derrick Henry gets you 11 points. It was Justice Hill was the big score as far as the ground game goes for the Baltimore Ravens. And when I say big score, he got you 12 points. So that's one more point than Derrick Henry got, Are we freaking out and running to the waiver wire to pick up Justice Hill? Maybe we're picking up Justice Hill, but we're not freaking out that he's going to be a better runner than Derrick Henry. It was really strange. I think Derrick Henry got the ball 5 times on the first drive, scored a touchdown, something like that, and then he didn't see the ball, but he didn't even get 3 touches the rest of the half. Then I guess Baltimore needing to catch up or play catch up to the Chiefs most of the game, as they only had a three, they were only down by 3 at the half. Scored 10 in the fourth quarter. So they weren't really having to play catch up. They were just, you know, having to stay with the Chiefs. They didn't run the ball much in the second half, which is kind of strange, at least with Derrick Henry. I don't know if he was gassed. Didn't appear to be. I didn't get to see all of this game. I was at work. But we're not worried about Derrick Henry. 13 total rushes. Let's hope that creeps up into the 15 to 20 range. You're going to be just fine with Derrick Henry. Chiefs do have an improved defense over last season, so we're not too worried about Derrick Henry. On the other side of the ball, Isaiah Pacheco gets 15 carries, 45 yards, does get the touchdown. Isaiah Pacheco finishes with 16 points. Isaiah Pacheco is going to have better games than that. It's going to be just fine. Zay Flowers, as far as the pass catchers, we'll get to Isaiah likely in a minute. Zay Flowers, 6 receptions for 37 points. Get you 11 points, that's fine. Rashad Bateman, you know, he's going to be bench depth. He'll be a flex play. Get you 7 points, okay. Nobody had Rashad Bateman starting unless you're in like a 16-team league. And that, if that's the case, you probably still didn't have Rashad Bateman starting. And you're not going to want to unless there's an injury to Zay Flowers. We're freaking out about Travis Kelce yet? Anyone? 3 receptions for 34 yards. Get you 6 points. Noah Gray, who just got extended, get you 7 points. We're freaking out about Travis Kelce? No, we're not. Travis Kelce is still going to be Travis Kelce. Again, not going to be the guy that drafted Travis Kelce in the first, second, third round. Wait on tight end. I've been telling you this since the beginning. Well, we only had one show. It was last week. But if you know me, if you follow me on Twitter, which you can hit me up there with any start sit questions, any fire and ice questions, any questions about your lineup at Jedi Sports Radio, hit me there too. At Jedi Sports Radio, you can DM me on Twitter, you can DM me on IG, same thing. Hell, you can DM me on Facebook if you need to. I'm only Bo Johnson there. So everybody wants to know about Xavier Worthy, Isaiah Likely. So Xavier Worthy scores you, if you did start Xavier Worthy, 21 points in week one, 2 touchdowns. He had a rush touchdown. The first time Xavier Worthy touches the ball, he scores a touchdown. He had like a 20-yard rush for a touchdown in the first quarter. That was the Chiefs' first touchdown. Then he has one a little bit later on. It was a pass where there was broken coverage, and he scoots up the sideline for another touchdown. Xavier Worthy touched the ball 3 times. All I'm asking you to do is pump the brakes just a slight bit. I've heard everything from rookie of the year, because he already has 2 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? To A1, day one starter, Xavier Worthy. All right, that's insanity. This is fantasy football here, all right? Volume is king. If you go chasing the 2 touchdowns from Xavier Worthy for the rest of the season, plugging them in there, hoping you're going to get 2 touchdowns, you're going to be severely disappointed. I'm just saying, if you plug Xavier Worthy in week one, good on you. He got you 21 points, and that's great. I'm just saying you're not going to see that type of touchdown production from Xavier Worthy moving forward. You're also not going to see him only touch the ball 3 times moving forward. But Xavier Worthy is going to bring you games like DeSean Jackson did back in this day. Now, DeSean Jackson had plenty of 1,000-yard seasons. But if you remember back to the DeSean Jackson type day, you know, not to insult DeSean Jackson or Xavier Worthy at all, but he was a lot in his early career kind of a one-trick pony. Like, you're going to have lots of games where you're going to have 3 or 4 receptions for 120 yards, and you may see 2 touchdowns, but you're also going to have just as many games with 3 or 4 receptions for 40 yards and 0 touchdowns. All right, so just put this in perspective. If Xavier Worthy doesn't get the 2 touchdowns, and I know that he did. All right, I know they scored the 2 touchdowns. That's fine. If Xavier Worthy doesn't score the 2 touchdowns, you're looking at like an 8-point game. He had 60 total yards. That's 60 yards. He had 1 reception, I think, maybe 2 receptions. So that's 8 points. Just pump the brakes on the rookie of the year. Pump the brakes on the fantasy football player of the year real quick on Xavier Worthy. He had three touches Touched the ball a total of 3 times. All right, we want volume. The guy that did catch the ball 7 times for the Chiefs, Rashee Rice, got you 17 points. He had 7 receptions for 103 yards. Had Rashee Rice scored a touchdown, that's where your bonus comes in. Rashee Rice is the receiver to own and start on the Kansas City Chiefs on a weekly basis. If you want to throw Xavier Worthy into your flex spot, that's fine. I'm just saying, pump the brakes. All right, more to get to on Thursday Night Football. And then we had a game last night, too. So much content to get to, plus fire and ice. Give us a shout, 404-726-0929. Noelle White's on the other side of the glass. She's going to be manning the phone lines for us this afternoon. You can also hit us on the text line, 404-726-0929. We'll be right back with some Friday Night Football review, plus fire and ice. This is one dude with a fantasy on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Check out my melody. You think you're special? You do. I could probably karaoke this song. Yeah, I like some Limp Bizkit. Still. Also like biscuits. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy, or One Dude with a Fantasy. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Unfortunately, we only have 2 segments left. Abe Gordon's already made his way into the studio. College guys are trying to push me out all of a sudden. You really need 4 hours to come in here and talk about how Georgia's going to beat the crap out of Middle Tennessee State? I don't think so. Tennessee Tech, Tennessee State, doesn't matter. Tennessee... You know, doesn't matter what Tennessee school they're playing. They're going to roll them. College football game time coming up in about 38 minutes. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, if I'm not mistaken, leading your way there. But we still have 2 more segments of fantasy goodness to get to. We still got fire and ice to get to, which we will in a minute. Let's finish up this Thursday night football conversation because we have a Friday night football conversation. This is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, one of only 2 weeks where we're going to actually have a Friday night football conversation. No Friday night football, I think, until Black Friday, if I'm not mistaken. But let's finish up Thursday night football. So, look, Xavier Worthy, to put a bow on that conversation, good on you if you start Xavier Worthy. I'm just saying, don't freaking think that you're going to get 2 touchdowns from this guy every freaking week, all right? And don't think that he's the Chiefs wide receiver you need to start on a weekly basis. If you've got Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, unless there is a suspension handed down to Rashee Rice, which there probably won't be since the season's already started, that's not how the NFL works, they're going to suspend Rashee Rice next season. You saw the same thing happen to Alvin Kamara for beating a guy up in the elevator, which he did not, I think, catch a charge for. He was still suspended a couple of games the year following that. This is going to be a similar thing. If you haven't seen it yet, you're probably not going to see it this season. So Rashee Rice is the Chiefs wide receiver that you want to start on a weekly basis. Xavier Worthy, great little flex play there for you. We just don't know how much work he's going to get. In a game where the Chiefs put up 27 points and this is a competitive game, he touched the ball 3 times. That's all I'm saying. Let's talk about the other guy that had a pretty good showing. And that's going to be Isaiah Likely. All right, now Isaiah Likely is a little bit different. Isaiah Likely had 9 receptions for 111 yards. He had the 1 touchdown. He also was 1 inch shy of the game-tying touchdown, or if it was up to Harbaugh there, it would have been the game-winning possibly touchdown because he was going to go for 2, and that excites me. I love that. I would have loved to have seen that. Isaiah Likely, wear white shoes. Maybe that's a touchdown, but he was 1 inch into the out-of-bound marker there at the end of Thursday Night Football. So for those of you that aren't aware of Mark Andrews and what he went through over the summer, he was in a car crash that kept him out of most of training camp. All right. Mark Andrews finishes the game, 2 receptions for 14 yards. He gets you, let's see, not a whole lot. 3 points to Isaiah Likely's 26 points. Is this going to be the case moving forward? No, not necessarily, but this is an offense that's probably going to see a lot of two tight end sets. Isaiah Likely is going to be a tight end that you probably can start. Now, look, tight end's super, super deep. I'm not freaking out on Mark Andrews' usage. As a matter of fact, I'm calling up my buddy that owns Mark Andrews today while he's freaking out, and I'm trying to buy low. All right, what that means is I'm trying to offer, I don't know, somebody else, Justice Hill. This is just a random example of somebody that is something I just thought, because Justice Hill had a pretty good game, had a better game than Derrick Henry, at least in PPR, one more point. But with those receptions that Justice Hill had, maybe I'm calling up the Mark Andrews owner who probably drafted 2 or 3 tight ends, like some people like to do. If he's freaking out, and I'm trading for Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews is maybe not going to finish his tight end 2, but he, you know, if he finishes his tight end 7, he's still probably going to be worth the 5th round capital that you spent on him. If you drafted any earlier than a 5th round tight end, okay. Sam Laporta finishes as the #1 tight end last year. He's kind of banged up right now, but I'm still, you know, will he finish that this year? Who knows? But anyway, the Baltimore Ravens have one wide receiver that you can probably count on a week-to-week basis, and that's Zay Flowers, who only got you 11 points. He did have 6 receptions, which we love that type of usage. But then it's going to be Andrews and Likely. Is Likely going to get 9 receptions every week? No, he's not. But he could very well get you 3 or 4, and you throw in 50 yards with that. You're up to like 12 points at that point. And if you get you that touchdown, which is a bonus, that puts you in the 18-19 point range. So Isaiah Likely is a little bit different of a story. The Ravens could finish with 2 tight ends in the top 20 of tight ends. They could very well easily finish with 2 tight ends in the top 10 of tight ends. Will they do that? I don't know. It's only been 1 game. But Isaiah Likely, we've seen this kind of coming. Every time Mark Andrews has gotten hurt over the last 3 years, Isaiah Likely has stepped in. He has done well. Mark Andrews is still going to be a dude, though. He is still Lamar Jackson's favorite target. I hate to use this term. We joke around with Jorge Soler for the Braves how he's kind of going through spring training right now because he hadn't played in the outfield for the first 4 months of the season. That's kind of where Mark Andrews is. He's kind of going through training camp right now. All right. He'll be back. Mark Andrews will be back. Don't worry. I think that pretty much puts a bow on everything we have to talk about Thursday night football. Let's move on to Friday night football. Jalen Hurts, 20 for 34, 278 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Jalen Hurts only gets you 16 points. Jalen Hurts is a quarterback that runs. We like Jalen Hurts. He rushes 13 times for 33 yards, not a whole lot, but we do like the fact that he rushed for 13, or he did have 13 attempts. He's one of those guys we like. Not freaking out about Jalen Hurts. All right, now Jordan Love, I would kind of maybe be freaking out about, 17 for 34, 260, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Jordan Love only gets you 16 points as well. But Jordan Love, with 7 seconds left on the clock last night, rolls his ankle, has to be helped off the field, not carted, but helped. Didn't play the last two snaps of the game. Stay tuned on this one. All right. It looked like if it's a high ankle sprain, you're probably looking at a few weeks. If it's a regular ankle sprain, I guess it's a low ankle sprain. Maybe he plays next week. Didn't look good. Stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date right here throughout the week with great segments on your day part shows on 99 The Game. But Jordan Love leaves the game. Malik Willis steps in, doesn't do anything, has a pass attempt. Are there any fantasy football players that you go through, and not all y'all have 12 leagues, but some of y'all have 2 leagues, 3 leagues, 4 leagues. Are there any players that you went through this draft season and didn't end up with that you were really, really high on, really, really wanted? I've got 2. One of them is Saquon Barkley. And you could be sitting at home or sitting in your car saying, oh, yeah, of course you wanted Saquon Barkley because he had 3 touchdowns. Look, I'm one of the only people that I know in this industry, and you can go back and check the tape, that had Saquon Barkley in the same tier of running backs as Breece Hall and Bijan Robinson. And that tier was tier two, right under Christian McCaffrey, the guy who outscored everybody last year by 100 points. I had him in that tier of running back that you could draft before the elite wide receivers, because Saquon Barkley went from the worst offensive line in football to arguably the best offensive line in football, and he was healthy last season. Saquon Barkley is going to have a phenomenal season. He started that last night with 24 freaking carries, 109 yards. What did he add in the pass game? Two receptions for 23 yards. That's probably going to improve. Finishes with 33 points. Great game by Saquon. A.J. Brown does not disappoint either. He pays off wherever you drafted him. Five receptions for 119 yards. 23 points there for A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith has a very similar game as to where you drafted Devontae Smith. This is going to be a regular thing for him. Seven receptions, 80 yards. Get you 15 points. Dallas Goedert, regular, you know, bucket game for a tight end. 7 points, whatever. Other side of the ball, as far as the Green Bay Packers receivers, the pass catchers, they finish. Jaden Reed, four receptions for 138 yards. He gets the touchdown. He finishes with 33 points. Christian Watson finishes with three receptions for 13 yards. Romeo Doubs, four for 50. All right, Watson gets you 10 points. Doubs gets you 9 points. You're going to see games this season with Packers pass catchers, and it's going to frustrate the crap out of you, because you're going to see the game like Jaden Reed had for 33 points. You're going to see that out of Christian Watson. You're going to see that out of Romeo Doubs on a week-to-week basis, and we're not going to know which one of these guys is going to do it every week, and it's going to be one of them. And I can't sit here and honestly tell you that I think it's going to be Jaden Reed every week, because coming into week one, I would have thought that it's going to be Watson. Christian Watson, you know, he's dealt with hamstring issues in the past. A little bit of insight on Christian Watson's hamstrings. Up in Wisconsin, where the hamstring nerds exist, one of the colleges up in Wisconsin is actually studying hamstrings. Christian Watson went up there, or he lived, you know, he plays for the Packers, so that he didn't have to go up there to do this. But there are hamstring experts in Wisconsin that are receiving funding from the NFL to look at hamstring injuries. What they discovered about Christian Watson is one of his hamstrings is bigger than the other one. So naturally, the smaller hamstring has gotten injured. That's been the case with Christian Watson. So now he's in a workout regimen to where he's trying to strengthen the weaker hamstring to make it as strong as the stronger hamstring. That's really, really nerdy injury stuff in the NFL, but that's kind of, you know, that's what happens with a lot of these hamstring injuries we are finding out. Christian Watson is now healthy, and we think that he's got the hamstring injury stuff behind him. All right, so you can expect Christian Watson to have just as many 30-point games as Jaden Reed. It's going to frustrate you, but whatever. And yeah, Jordan Love, stay tuned. You drafted him as a quarterback you could play on a week-to-week basis, but we'll see what happens with that injury. Noel, how much time we got left? We got about a minute. All right, so we've got Fire and Ice that we're going to get to in the next segment. Something else we're going to do after we preview, we won't spend as much time this year on Thursday Night Football, not two segments, but we had two football games to cover. What we're going to get to after Thursday Night Football typically is the injury report. The Cincinnati Bengals have a really jacked up injury report this week, as they actually have a player that has declared himself injured. As funny as that is, and you probably know who I'm talking about, I'm going to tell you who that is on the other side of this break. We'll be back in 5 minutes with the injury report and Fire and Ice. This is One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. Welcome back. There's some music. Oh, and it's Slipknot, too. Love waking up with some Slipknot. Get your blood pumping. One segment left here. One Dude with a Fantasy, 404-726-0929. That is the text line. That is the phone line. We have people on both. James, we're going to get to you in just 1 second. I got to give a shout-out to my guy, Rusty, who has to listen 24-7 because he's always participating in the Bo Johnson Experience on Sunday nights, Sunday afternoons, whenever that show happens to fall, which will be back after football season. Rusty, what's up, Bo? You've got too much fantasy football information to pack in 1 hour. They got to give you two. Yeah, I kind of tend to agree. Are you in the middle of finishing up fantasy baseball right now and also starting up fantasy football? Yes, Rusty, and happy birthday to you, Rusty. He wanted a birthday shout-out. I am in the fantasy baseball playoffs in two. I only have four fantasy baseball leagues. I'm in the playoffs in two of them. So, yes, right now I am operating 16 fantasy sports leagues on top of making daily decisions on Prize Picks and other daily fantasy apps. It's very busy. It's a third job. I enjoy it. Hopefully it pays off in February with candy bars, because gambling's illegal in Georgia, I think, still. So this is going to be fire and ice. You may hear some Game of Thrones coming in later on in the season. And that's kind of where I got fire and ice from. Huge Game of Thrones fan. Huge House of the Dragon fan. You can hit me up with that type of nerdy stuff too. So I was just talking to Abe Gordon about injuries, and that's where we would have normally got to this in the first segment, but I like to yammer. But this is a week that we can yammer. Not a whole lot of, most of what you're starting this week is chalk. You drafted the team you're going to start. You kind of know who those guys are. We're going to get to some fire and ice here in a second, but we're talking about this Jordan Love injury. And look, the Green Bay Packers cannot win the NFC North with Malik Willis. So they're on the phone right now. One, they're on the phone with the MRI specialist on Jordan Love's ankle. If it's a high ankle sprain, you're looking at 4 weeks or so, which is kind of average for a high ankle sprain. That's on the good side. The Packers have to make a move. You cannot afford to move forward with Malik Willis. So that's not the guy you're going to go pick up. Are they calling the Patriots and looking at Jacoby Brissett? Probably. Are they calling the Saints? I don't think Derek Carr's on the trade block for the New Orleans Saints until, week six, depending on how they start. But I think that happens this season. I don't think the Saints are going to go 6-0 to start the season, but also don't think they're going to go 0-6. They still have a great defense. They still have a couple of weapons. I just don't think they have enough weapons on offense. So we'll see. And there's other guys in the league they could be calling. Are they calling the Pittsburgh Steelers about Russell Wilson, who is also injured right now? And that brings up another thing as far as injuries go in the National Football League with Russell Wilson. Are you starting Russell Wilson versus the Atlanta Falcons? Probably not. He's actually an ice pick that I have this week. But Justin Fields gets very interesting. Justin Fields last season had six games with 25 or more fantasy points. That's huge. He gets most of that with his legs. That's why I like Lamar. That's why I think Jaden Daniels, of all the rookie quarterbacks, is going to have the best season of all the rookie quarterbacks as far as fantasy football is concerned. This doesn't necessarily have to be even points of the record. Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears could win 11 games, and the Washington Commanders could win 8 or 4, and Jaden Daniels is probably still going to have a better fantasy season than Caleb Williams just because he runs more. Caleb Williams is good at getting out of trouble. Jaden Daniels is going to run on purpose. There's a difference there. Lamar Jackson runs on purpose. They have plays written out, drawn up for him to run the ball on purpose. Caleb Williams is not going to have a whole lot of those. Caleb Williams is that Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow type of scrambler. Can he? Yes. Do they plan on it? No. He wants to pass the ball. All right, so stay tuned there. Lots of drama. Also, lots of drama as far as injuries are concerned with the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, T. Higgins I have listed as a fire play this week versus the Patriots. Only because, not only, but mainly because Jamar Chase, we have no idea what his availability is going to be. Jamar Chase has declared himself injured. And I, to my knowledge, I cannot think of another instance in this happening. We have seen holdouts or hold-ins, whatever you want to call it, go into the start of the season. Jamar Chase has officially declared himself injured. He has officially declared himself, it's not probable anymore, whatever the term is before doubtful. Saying that even if he plays, he may be playing on a limited basis. Questionable? Like, yeah, it's questionable. There's no more probable. It's only questionable and doubtful and then out. Jamar Chase has ruled himself questionable. Now, even if the contract negotiations were settled and he gets the new deal yesterday, he's still probably going to be that and only play on a limited basis because he has not been through any snaps in training camp. He has been working out on the side. I don't think that he's not in football shape, but he has not taken hits. He's probably not up to the speed of the NFL games. Now, if T. Higgins is declared out, you would think Jamar Chase would have that much better of a game, and he probably will. If Jamar Chase plays, you're going to play him. Nothing about his questionable tag or him saying that he's limited is going to prevent you from, you know, playing Ja'Marr Chase, who you drafted in the first round. All right. Now, T. Higgins, who I had as a fire play because of the Ja'Marr Chase contract stuff, like I said, Ja'Marr Chase probably still will. He'll be less limited if T. Higgins doesn't play than he would if T. Higgins does play. But if T. Higgins is ruled out, Ja'Marr Chase will have that much better of a game. But Andre Iosova is the guy that you need to be looking at. He is the slot receiver or the third guy on the depth chart for the Cincinnati Bengals, but he will be playing mostly out of the slot. All right. If he moves into the number two role, you can look at possibly a top 25 game out of Andre Iosova this week in fantasy football, but he does need to be owned all over the place. All right, other wide receivers that we're going to ice this week. Just look, you drafted guys. I'm only going to give you bad matchups this week. Who has a bad matchup this week? The San Francisco 49ers. All of them. All right, are you going to bench Brandon Ayuk after he just got the bag? No. Lower your expectation, though, and you're not going to play these guys in daily fantasy. If you have a daily fantasy pool with your friends, don't play Brandon Ayuk and don't play Deebo either. The San Francisco 49ers have the New York Jets this season. Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, you heard of those guys? Yeah, well, they allowed the fewest receiving yards, touchdowns, and total receiving points last year in fantasy football. They're back. I don't know if they're going to allow the fewest fantasy or fewest wide receiver points in the NFL this season again, but I can guarantee you they're going to be top three. As long as DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner are on the field, you're going to lower your expectations on whoever they play. I don't care who it is. All right. Now, when you get to your Tyreek Hills and your Justin Jeffersons, are you going to bench these guys when they play the Jets? No, you're not, but you're going to lower your expectations and you're probably not going to play them in daily fantasy. All right. The Carolina Panthers. These are some guys you are probably going to bench versus the New Orleans Saints. I'm not playing Deontay Johnson this week. All right. Marshawn Lattimore, full practice yesterday. Whatever little ankle or whatever injury he had during training camp is behind them. But even if Marshawn Lattimore is out, the Saints still have three, count them three, great cornerbacks, assuming Kool-Aid McKinstry is worth where they drafted him. All right. Paulson Adebo and Alante Taylor are both good cornerbacks in the NFL, and I don't trust Deontay Johnson and his delivery system to get the job done versus the Saints. You drafted Deontay Johnson in the 10th round, just pause until they play somebody that has a favorable matchup. This is not a favorable matchup for them. Adam Thielen, too. If I was going to pick any of these guys, either of these guys, it would be Thielen. Thielen's going to be the short yardage. He's going to be the PPR guy. You can look at Adam Thielen to have 9 receptions maybe Sunday for like 40 yards. You know, I may be exaggerating just a tad on both. He's going to be your PPR guy. He's going to be your short yardage guy. If I have to play either of these guys on Sunday, it's going to be Thielen, but I don't trust it. That's where Kool-Aid's going to sit, is in the slot. That's where Alante Taylor's going to sit, is in the slot. That's where Adam Thielen's going to play. You've got other options. Drake London. All right, look, you're not going to bench Drake London versus the Steelers, but I do have Drake London as an ice play because you need to lower your expectations on Drake London. Why, do you ask? Pittsburgh Steelers have a young man playing corner named Joey Porter Jr. who shadowed in his last 8 games last season, and I don't have the names of the guys he shadowed, but you just need to know that he's good enough to where he's going to shadow Drake London this Sunday in MB Stadium. Oh, that's right. Is it James? James, hold, let me pause my thoughts. James, I ADD'd out, my bad, and started talking about other stuff. James, what you got for me, man? Thanks for participating.
Bo Johnson, we got a lot to talk about. First of all, James is my street name. My Rusty Mansell, 92.9 The Game Steakhouse, keeping me on hold 20 minutes is the name you need to worry about.
What's up,
you're
brother?
You're talking about some other Rusty. I'm like, what is going on this morning? I mean, guys got me on hold. I got fantasy questions. It's early.
Hey, man.
You just crushed me. I got Deebo Samuel this weekend. I'm like, I'm feeling good now. You just ripped my soul out with those two Jets corners.
No, I'm telling you.
Now
look,
I got questions, man.
Well, look, I don't know who you might have on your bench. Now, wide receiver is super deep. You probably have a guy that might score more than Deebo Samuel this week. I'm not saying bench him, and I would probably play Deebo myself. I'm just saying, look, he's going to have Sauce Gardner all up in his
Makes
kitchen.
Sense. Makes sense. Well, I've got two rookies. I got a chance to start either one. Question: Ladd McConkey or Brian Thomas?
Ooh, wow. So both receivers there, man, are fully in spots where you can very well see them being wide receiver one on both their teams.
That's what I saw when I picked them both late, especially with Brian Thomas down at, you know, hearing some of the rumblings about he and Trevor Lawrence and clicking. And
yeah,
I was like, man, I'm going to take this guy out. He was there available late. I snagged him up.
All right, now, because of who the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing, they got the Dolphins.
Yep.
You know, I'm probably going with Ladd this week. Dude, I love Ladd's spot. I love where Ladd's at with the Chargers. The Chargers have Quentin Johnston and, you know, some other guys just trying to earn their spot on the roster, as far as I'm concerned. Ladd's going to play the slot. He should. Now, this is what we think. You know, Ladd's looking at playing in the slot where he did at UGA, and he should be a PPR freaking monster. You know, I don't know how many deep balls you're going to see Ladd McConkey catch this season. You know how many 20 plus yard catches he's going to have, but he's going to have in the middle of the field. He's just going to eat up catches from Justin Herbert, who, you know, is already a little banged up with the ankle. Not going to be completely mobile.
He's also good short area suddenness for those little 5 yard touchdowns when you're second and five and need something. He made a lot of those at Georgia. Touched on your Jordan Love thing. I'll reach there to you. Covering Georgia, I can tell you I am the high ankle experts. I mean, they are. They went through it last year, and basically without that tightrope surgery, you know, what everybody decides to do, I mean, like 4 weeks is – I mean, it is best-case scenario. Brock Bowers came back right at four, I believe, or like 23 days. But, he had an issue, you know, later on, and Ladd McConkey never really got through it. So that's a big deal with Jordan Love. I don't know the 4 weeks unless it's something else. 4 weeks is being hopeful. Very hopeful.
And, I mean, talk about the wrong week to have that injury. Like, who?
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So you're an expert in this field also. Like, who do you think, who comes top of mind? There's no way the Packers win with Malik Willis. So who are they calling?
No. Right? You know, I really like that Justin Fields deal because if Justin Fields, if he has lost that job or just say he's a clear number two, it sounds like he is. I don't know the availability of Russell Wilson, how all that thing's going to start. If I'm Justin Fields, I'm thinking, hey, get me there so I can get 4 or 5 games in and show some people what I've got, because he's not helping his value.
Yeah.
You know, obviously he went there to win that job. He, you know, so far he hasn't done it. We'll find out more of Russell Wilson, but I kind of like what you were saying there, because Jordan Love is the guy at Green Bay, period.
Yeah.
They're all in on him, but you do need somebody that can give you a threat to go 2-2, maybe 3-2. You've got to have that. You cannot go, you know, 1-4 in a 5-week stretch because of quarterback play. So, very interesting that I thought about that. Jacoby Brissett as well. I'm not sure.
Bailey Zappi's out there sitting on the couch probably. I mean, I don't even know if – I mean, he didn't make the team for a reason. I don't know if the Green Bay Packers are going to want to go there, but it can't be Malik Willis, right? I mean, it can't be.
No, I don't think it's – you know, it's just – and I love him, kid from Atlanta. You know, Collins is in high school. It just hasn't clicked for whatever reason with that draft pick. So, that Justin Fields, you know, that kind of made sense when you said that. I was like, wait a minute, that might be their guy, because Justin Fields wants to play. I know how he's wired. You know, he didn't come there to hold a clipboard, and that might be his short fix to go, you know what, I can show y'all. Give me five games on tape, and I'll back up this guy and leave after the offseason, but I need 5 games on tape. So.
So speaking of where Malik Willis came from, would it surprise you one bit if Ryan Tannehill suits up for the Green Bay Packers next week? Where is he?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean,
why is he not on an NFL team? That's interesting. Wow.
You know, you look at all these quarterbacks and the decision for three guys and not, you know, you keep, you know, kid I've covered all, you know, Jake Fromm, he keeps bouncing around. He makes the Detroit team as number three. Jacob Eason was – listen to this. Now, Jacob Eason was in Green Bay's camp for, I think, about 2.5-3 weeks, and they let him go. So you're not going to play Jacob Eason in a situation like this. But there's a lot of guys floating around out there that people may not realize that are not on NFL rosters. But I agree. I think Green Bay has to go out and get somebody to
–
they cannot sit there 5 weeks. There's no way. That MRI, that's going to tell the tale. But, man – those high ankles and just the social media reaction. Have no clue about the field Brazil, but my gosh, social media this morning.
Oh,
they
couldn't get the cleats figured out, man. Yeah.
I know. Man, wild.
Hey, right, James,
man,
thanks for calling, brother.
Hey,
I'd go Ladd.
Hey, 16 minutes on hold, so I'm expecting a big coffee next week. But enjoying the show, Bob. I'm on the way to Athens right now and really enjoying it, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for calling. All right, so look, I got to go. Abe Gordon's in the other other room, leering at me because now they're going to get started after the top of the hour. But wow, I got Rusty Manziel listening. I got my boy Randy McMichaels listening. I got tweets coming from Randy. I got the streets is listening, folks. Got to step our game up. Look, this has been One Dude with a Fantasy. Hit me up on Twitter at Jedi Sports Radio. You can DM me there. You can DM me on IG, Facebook, wherever. I got all your fantasy information. This show is going to be online within the hours. All right, catch me next week. 7 a.m. We'll see you. Noel White, thank you very much. On the other side of the glass, this has been One Dude with Fantasy on Sports Radio, 99 The Game. Peace.